This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Captain's America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch, Friday morning edition. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. To everybody out there working right now on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along. And don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. It's called the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on Parler. We're on MeWe, Gab. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. We're on Twitter. And we're on Instagram. Find us over there at Captains, with an S at the end of it, at Captains America. That's how you find us over there. Okay, joining us right now with all kinds of great information, we've got the guru of undergroundusa.com. Notice I call him a guru. It's none other than Frank Silvato.
Mr. Captain.
They like you. They like you. Of course, it's 83 degrees on the porch over there, and they're out there enjoying the early morning refreshing air. All righty, there you go. All right, thanks, guys. Appreciate it. They're always there when you need them. Are you ready to say the pledge?
You got it.
I pledge allegiance,
to
the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. And we certainly hope that you understand what we just said, because a lot of people need to get that in their mind right away today, based on what we keep seeing on the streets of places like, oh, I don't know, Chicago?
Yeah. Yeah, we've forgotten about the brotherhood of man, that's for sure.
Yeah. Now, speaking of brotherhoods, they may be putting the cart ahead of the horse, but the Republican National Committee folks are coming out with statements like, with an expected GOP takeover of the U.S. House of Representatives following November's midterm elections, Republicans in the chamber are now poised to launch a slew of investigations aimed at dialing up the pressure on the Biden administration over a range of issues, namely border security, to Hunter Biden, to the origins of the pandemic, and more.
Well, you know, it's an election tactic to gin up the base and further solidify them, to promise that things will be done after an election that, by all intents and purposes, looks like it's going the Republicans' way. I don't put it past Republicans to try to figure out how to shoot themselves in the foot before the election.
Yep.
But things do look like they're going to go their way. I would really like them not to telegraph what they're going to do to the Democrats before they actually get power enough to do it.
Sure.
That, you know, because you give them time to defend against this. And quite honestly, what's an investigation going to do? It's not going to do anything. Everybody knows the virus came from the Wuhan labs. Everybody knows it was, you know, the facts surrounding all of that are moot. We understand that already. Investigation into Hunter Biden. We know that already. It's a corrupt FBI and a politicized Department of Justice. How about if you don't do the investigation? How about if you just fix it?
Mm-hmm.
I don't need to have another political grandstanding party like the Democrats always do. I don't need to have another another shift party where we sit there and ogle the cameras and hog the microphones. Let's move beyond that and actually do some governing to fix the corruption in mm-hmm. Washington. Fix the agencies, fix the departments, get rid of the political players in agencies and departments that aren't supposed to be politicized. Let's do the act of governing instead of showboating. That would be refreshing.
Mm-hmm. By the way, our friend George the Godfather saying, good morning, Mr. Underground.
Good morning, George.
There you go.
I'm a guru, George. Did you know that?
Yep. Well, I said that. I didn't. Ooh. I did not mean that. By the way, speaking of gurus, the Republicans last night in the annual congressional baseball game put it on the Democrats 10-0. And I was watching this heavyset Democrat female run back towards the dugout, and she ran by the GOP dugout and gave them the finger. That wasn't very nice.
Well, she'll be able to do that on her way out of Washington after the election. How's that?
I did not recognize her, so I couldn't tell you who it was.
Yeah, because that's gonna pretty much be the score with a bunch of more zeros behind it in November.
Yep, I agree.
Nothing.
I agree.
Yeah.
Yep, I totally agree. Now, China had a two-hour call, President Biden and Xi. They had a two-hour call, and everybody seems to think that I've talked to, that China pretty much ate our lunch because they put President Biden back on his heels with the comment about be careful what you wish for or something like that. You might start a fire.
Well, they said the people, if we keep pursuing what we're doing with Taiwan, those that are complicit and those who are actively involved with it, when you play with fire, you're going to catch fire.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty much what they said, a direct threat. Just stop meddling in Taiwan. We don't want to have Nancy Pelosi over here. If she comes, she's going to trigger us, and then that could be the end for it all.
All right, hold on there, my friend. Folks, we're coming right back with more to Captain's America Third Watch and Frank Silvato, too. Don't go anywhere. I shall return.
Stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92
$5,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
All righty, we are going to do it. Thank you very much, Frank Salvato. We'll get back to Frank in a minute after I tell you that this portion of the program is brought to you by Moss Family Automotive and the Moss Nissan dealerships. Now, let me tell you something. Moss Nissan, right now, is about ready to open their newest dealership in Brooksville. Now, probably the end of this month is what I'm being told, because they still have to get the floor in, and they have to finish the rest of the parking lot, and they got more electronic stuff to do because everything is high-tech in there, and their shop and their body shop and everywhere else in there, which is amazing. You're going to just absolutely be in amazement when you see all the modern things that are in there now. But because of their stores in Crystal River, the flagship store in Newport Richey at 1954, Nissan and Acura, side-by-side on Florida Avenue in Tampa, they've been having record-breaking months with sales. Now, there's two reasons for that. Number one, people come from all around the country because of the exclusive You Serve, You Save program, where all active military, all veterans, all first responders, current and retired, and church pastors, too, get a tremendous deal afforded to them. Now, used cars are worth a premium right now. I've been offered more money for my car than what I paid for it to begin with right now, and I'm not going to sell it. Sorry. Now, clean trade-ins, of course, commanding that great resale value. And then there's Moss Care, which gives you many miles of carefree motoring, free oil changes, tire rotation for the life of your vehicle. So, check them out online, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And then tell them the captain sent you and see what happens next. All righty. Frank Salvato, UndergroundUSA.com. Hello, sir.
Mr. Captain.
All right. I'm not sure, but I think we got Elliot and Wesley Chapel on the line. So let's try this. Elliot, 60 seconds. Go for it.
Yes. Thank you, Captain. Good morning. Over a month ago, Venezuela President Maduro traveled to Tehran and met with top officials, including the Ayatollah. Now, somehow, somewhere, Maduro claims he has over 50 tons of uranium, and the Iranians are interested. Also, Maduro have also given the green light to Venezuela to sell the Iranians 1 million hectares of farming land. America, Iranians in our backyard. This adds up to over 2.5 million acres, and the Iranians will be farming with Joe Biden open borders. This could, very well be a class national security breach that would allow Iranian terrorists to enter through our southern border and bring harm to America. I'd like to hear Frank's opinion on that.
Okay.
Thanks very much.
Thanks, Elliot. All right, Frank, you know, we got to add another country to that, and it just dawned on me. You know who it is?
No, who is it?
Argentina, their neighbor.
Well, could be.
Mm-hmm.
But Elliot's got a damn good point.
Mm-hmm.
We've got things happening in the Western Hemisphere that shouldn't be happening in the Western Hemisphere. And right now, the Iranians are, they're laughing at the Biden administration. They don't care. They just actually froze all the cameras from the IAEA and said, we're just not going to,
yep,
we're not going to turn them back on until you give us exactly what we want.
Yep.
You know, so with them coming over and you know, Maduro is tight with not only the Iranians, but he's tight with China and he's tight with the Russians. You know, so we do have a problem down in South America for sure in Venezuela. Argentina is starting to slip into that realm as well.
Yes.
Colombia just had an election where they're kind of slipping into that realm as well. So we've got trouble to the west. We've got trouble to the east. And now we've got trouble to the south. And without that, Elliot is absolutely right. Without secure southern borders, now you've got an operational launch base in South America, in Venezuela.
Yeah.
So the foreign policy of this administration, it's as if they're telegraphing that we surrender already. We don't have a strong footing anywhere in the world right now. And this guy just marches around saying everything is fine. Don't worry about it. You know, everything is great. Have some ice cream. Don't worry about it. We'll just send Hunter. Maybe you should send Hunter down to Venezuela to make some deals.
Yeah, he can negotiate the universal basic income that Argentina is trying to put together. That's not going to work either because they got no money.
Yeah, well, yeah. I'll give you 30 bushel barrels of the currency down there, and maybe you can buy a loaf of bread.
Mm-hmm. But here's the deal.
You know, this is another reason why cryptocurrency is starting to pick up steam with people all over the world, because it gives them the opportunity to actually get into the wealth game a little bit without having to go through the central banks, which have mismanaged money since the advent of central banks.
Mm-hmm. But here's the deal with Argentina that got my attention. 43% of adults have a job, 57% don't. And inflation has now soared above 60% and is still climbing. Now, it's not just Iran that's running around Argentina trying to do things. It's China and Russia.
Yeah, this is what China and Russia have been doing while we've been busy with gender pronouns and Black Lives Matter protests. They have been using their diplomatic corps and the wealth that they have from their natural resources to ingratiate themselves around the world, whether it's South America, Latin America, Africa, and in Asia. They've been busy doing global politics and global outreach while the far left in this country has been telling us that we have to accept that a man wants to be a woman who wants to identify as a dog.
Mm.
You know, our priorities are so mixed up in this country when it comes to how we engage with the world.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's got to be climate, And we have to have a correct gender pronoun with the negotiator going over to make sure that we talk about the climate. Because remember, Miami was supposed to be underwater almost 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And we got to keep thumping that drum to make sure that the World Economic Forum can actually rule the world. Because that's the vehicle they're using to actually get people interested on the ignorant far left in this country.
Yep.
You know, and what's China? What are China and Russia doing? Well, yeah, they're pretty much having footholds in every country surrounding us, from top to bottom, east to west, north to south.
Yep, you're absolutely right.
Mm-hmm.
Now, not to be outdone, Janet Yellen, the gift that keeps on giving, was more than happy to pass along the news that we've entered a new phase of our recovery, but it's not a recession. It's an adjustment of our economy.
And remember, inflation was transitory.
That's right.
It was just transitory. This will be over in a second. Don't pay any attention to it. Just make sure to pull all your money out of your bank that you saved because you're going to need it for gas.
Yeah.
You know, I was looking at a social media thread earlier this week that was talking about Yellen saying, don't worry about it. And I said, this woman couldn't balance her checkbook. And I can't, and all of a sudden the trolls exploded. Where'd you get your PhD? She has a PhD. Where'd you get your PhD?
Mm-hmm.
Well, my PhD comes from Taxpayer University.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this woman hasn't been right yet.
Nope.
And everything that's come out of her mouth has been a toady line parroted by people who with the same puppet strings that manage the President of the United States. She's a work of fiction when it comes to the economy. So I don't know why, you know. Remember, Republicans are half to blame for this, too, because they confirmed her as the Treasury Secretary.
Mm-hmm.
Because presidents are due the people that they want in their cabinets. That's why we have Yellen. That's why we have Buttigieg. That's why we have a czar position for John Kerry that sits at the cabinet table because of climate.
Mm-hmm.
Republicans have to stop the go-along-to-get-along crap that they have been doing every time they get power or every time they have a seat at the table. The left never gives you that kind of thing. They never want to be inclusive, even though that's one of their buzzwords. They want to destroy you.
Right.
So I'm going to take a page out of their book for the country.
Yep.
So the Republic can survive.
You're right. Okay, hold on. Frank's going to be right back with one more segment with me, so we're going to get into some more stuff here. And oh, by the way, Joe Biden said not another foot of the border wall. Well, guess what's going on right now? Construction is resuming in Texas on the border wall. Thank you, Greg Abbott. We'll be right back.
America, Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern Time, it's source material for the early shows.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that lasts up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The U.S. economy shrank for the second quarter in a row, the definition of recession, as the housing market buckled under rising interest rates and high inflation is seriously harming business and consumer spending. Although the White House is tiptoeing around the word recession, Americans are flabbergasted at the cost of everything. Janet Yellen shortly after the Commerce Department's recessionary GDP report Thursday.
But definitely the real data, to my mind, show that there is a slowdown in progress.
Heavy rains were causing flooding across the Appalachia as floodwaters in Kentucky that have killed at least 8 people continued to rise overnight. The jet stream has carried the monsoonal moisture from Southern California to Pennsylvania. Heavy flooding was seen in Las Vegas, Nevada, and St. Louis, Missouri overnight. USA Radio News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
You betcha. Frank Salvato will be right back in just a second here. I got to tell you about this portion, this segment of the show being brought to you by Relief Factor. Now, Relief Factor has worked for me for 8 years, and I'm very proud to tell you that it does work, and it works just exactly the way they said it was supposed to. Now, what's amazing is the problem that I had, I'd pretty much run out of options when it came to taking stuff when I was sick and tired of taking the medication that they gave me that's once in a while maybe a little woozy, and I just didn't want to do it anymore. So I found Relief Factor by listening to a radio ad 8 years ago, and I tried it, and I tried the three-week quick start. Well, 8 years ago, it was $19.95. Guess what? Same price today. Same price today. Now, you try it, you go on it for 3 weeks. If it works, you just go on the automatic delivery and away you go, and I've been there ever since. So the place to find it is relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, one more time, relieffactor.com/captain, that's the website. Go over there, you can order that. You can also see the vitamins they have over there and the different supplements and whatnot. And there might be something there that might catch your eye besides the Relief Factor. You never know. So, relieffactor.com/captain, because after all you have to lose is pain. All right, here he is, the man, the myth, the legend, Mr. Frank Salvato, and good morning again, and thanks for sticking around.
Anytime and always, my friend.
Okay, we were talking during the break about a lot of different things, and there's several different directions we can go, but, you know, these clowns in Washington, D.C., they just don't care. They just don't care. We keep sending them messages. We keep telegraphing them. We keep doing all sorts of stuff. By the way, our representative, the people's representative in the White House press briefings, Peter Ducey, is doing a great job. Great job. Did you see what he did to little Frenchie yesterday, how he got her flustered?
Little Frenchie.
That's what I call her, little Frenchie.
Yeah, he's the only guy who actually asks questions that matter. Yeah. Good for him.
Yeah. She doesn't know how to answer them.
No, she's answering from a bullet-pointed list of approved answers. You know, you never thought that you could ever miss Jen Psaki. but I kind of miss Jen Psaki because at least she could weave some kind of fiction that was entertaining.
Yeah.
This girl's just an animatron. It's as if she's wearing an earpiece and somebody's in the control room. You know, she's not even fun to watch.
Yeah. Now, we talked a little while ago, and we talked about China, we talked about saber rattling, we talked about what was going on there. But in the meantime, all of a sudden, over near the Ukraine, the United States Air Force is flying a bunch of F-22 Raptor fighting jets. They're headed into Poland this week as the Russian invasion of neighboring Ukraine enters its fifth month. Now, on Wednesday, U.S. Air Forces in Europe and Air Forces in Africa said that F-22s from the 90th Fighter Squadron, 3rd Wing from Joint Base Elmendorf-Richardson in Alaska, had landed at the Royal Air Force Base near Lakenheath, England. Now, the fighters were stopping at RAF Lakenheath on their way to the 32nd Tactical Air Base in Lask, Poland.
Yeah, I do not understand the moves this administration is making around the world. They are saber-rattling global conflict with some of the moves they're making.
That's what that is.
Absolutely it is. And Vladimir Putin is going to take that as an invitation to respond. Just like Nancy Pelosi going to Taiwan, the Chinese will have to respond if she goes to Taiwan. And now Russia has to respond because we're sending those fighters over to Poland. They're moves of provocation. They're not supportive at all. There's ways for us to have gotten air superiority to the Ukrainians without flying our fighters, the United States fighters, into a bordering country, into a strike-capable bordering country. There are much better ways to have done it than that. That one gives Putin a green light to respond and to escalate what's happening over there. Same with Pelosi's trip to Taiwan. The Chinese are going to have to respond, otherwise they lose face. And in the Chinese culture, that's the worst thing that can happen. So we're forcing the hand. We're forcing Putin's hand to escalate in the East, and we're forcing China's hand to respond in Asia. What are we doing? Are we that inept with foreign policy? Obviously we are.
Yep.
But, I mean, to this extent that we're saber-rattling a global conflict because they don't know this? And boy, do they have us at the place where they want us, these wonderful, wonderful, gotta-win-at-all-cost Democrats. Because we can't even impeach this idiot.
Nope.
Because we have a bigger idiot as vice president.
Mm-hmm.
But let's make sure to have our gender pronouns in place, because that's what we should be concerned about here in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
You know, domestic terrorism, because now I guess the whole thing is that if you're white and Christian, you're a terrorist.
Yep.
And, boy, if you don't believe in the climate change propaganda and you don't have the correct pronouns and you're a white Christian, whoa, you're just an enemy of the state. They should just march you off to a gulag, and maybe they can implement some of the things that the Third Reich used to do to make sure that we're not around anymore.
Yep.
That's how stupid the left is in this country. We're saber-rattling global conflict with two world powers, both nuclear, and we're too worried about gender pronouns and climate change here at home.
Mm-hmm. Now, today we'll bring the final read on consumer sentiment. The expectation is for the University of Michigan gauge to remain unchanged from the deeply depressed level recorded at mid-month. It may even show some sort of improvement since gasoline prices, until 2 days ago, had stayed low. They dropped down. Now they're back up 30 cents a gallon all around the country. Now, perhaps the most important part of the report will be on inflation expectations. So, has Fed Chair Jerome Powell convinced the public that he really will bring inflation all the way down to 2% in the foreseeable future? I find it hard to believe.
Well, I can, you know, I'll wait to see what happens tomorrow. You know, these prognostications about the economy, as long as Congress keeps spending, and they're going to be voting on another spending bill. It's not trillions, but it's hundreds of billions. So now that number doesn't seem so much. It doesn't seem so much when it's only $600 billion. Now that we've been playing with multiple trillion-dollar bills,
mm-hmm.
We can't keep spending like this. So right. Jerome Powell with the Federal Reserve, not a government agency, by the way, but a central bank and a conglomerate of the biggest bankers in the United States who only look out for the banks. They do not care about the average American. They only care about the health of the banks. Read The Creature from Jekyll Island if you don't believe me.
Mm-hmm.
It's a longer book, but it explains it very, very well. Don't ever believe that the Federal Reserve is looking out for the little guy, because they are okay. Not.
All right, let me drift over here because I'm running out of time here. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. It's Eric.
Okay, I've only got 30 seconds, so make
that.
It good.
Yeah, roger that real quick. I have to echo Frank's sentiments and many other people's sentiments regarding what's going on in Ukraine and in Eastern Europe. What are we doing? This is not our fight. It's not even NATO's issue. It is the European Union's issue to deal with the Russian Federation as it goes with what's going on in Ukraine and how corrupt Ukraine has documentarily been for the past decade at least. Okay, now it goes back into the Soviet era also. This is not our fight, and I feel that the current administration is exceptionally weak and using the historical precedents set by our nation's armed forces as a bludgeon to protect them from, how should I say, exceptional justifiable scrutiny of their fecklessness. And I just want to leave it there. Thanks for taking my call, sir. Simplify.
All right, well, he's got a point there, but I'll tell you what, it goes deeper than that. I think, you know, Democrats are the ones that have started the wars, by the way.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And he's absolutely right about Ukraine, too. It is a corrupt country. That's why the Bidens were intrinsically involved there for so many years before he got the White House.
All right. See you Monday, my friend.
Stay low, my friend.
All righty. Frank Silvato, undergroundusa.com. And, George, I agree with you. That could be interesting. Nancy Pelosi might get kidnapped by China. Wouldn't that be interesting? We'll be right back with Patrick Hyland.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared?
That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
It's a hat trick with Patrick. That's right. The host of the Sunday Sports Zone and Medicare and Insurance quarterback, Patrick Hyland, is now on 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, in the 5 o'clock hour with Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch.
All righty. Thank you very much. And before we get over to Patrick, got to tell you and remind you, this final segment brought to you by Dominic's Blinds and Decor down there in Sarasota, located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh. Now, for those of you listening around the country, all their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the USA. They are a Hunter Douglas dealer. Many people ask me if they have parts, if they'll send them parts, if they need to have them, this, that, and the other. Of course they will. So, listen up. I'm going to give you the number here in a minute. Dominic's also offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs in the local Tampa Bay area, including Sarasota. Now, the phone number is 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345. Call them up with any questions you have or to set up an appointment for service. That's just something you can do. Now, don't forget, when all military there and first responders will get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. So, again, give them a call, 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Dominic's Blinds and Decor, Sarasota. All right. Here he is, the Sports Zone quarterback, a.k.a. the insurance quarterback, Patrick Hyland. Good morning.
Good morning, Captain Matt Bruce. Good morning, everybody out there, especially the people up early. Helping our lives easier, all the truckers
out there. The people that keep America moving.
Right on, brother. That's what it's all about. And thanks to our military, too. They're up all hours of the night also, because freedom isn't free. So thank you to those folks. Guess where we're going for NASCAR this weekend, Captain? You always think of Indy 500. Well, they're going to be up at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway this weekend.
Right.
I'm looking forward to that race on Sunday.
Right.
So,
that's a great race. That's a great race they have there, too.
It really is. It's a nice track. Very exciting. You know, we're baseball season now, getting ready for football season. So.
And don't forget the milk.
There you go, Captain. Mm-hmm. You know, old Brickyard. There
yep.
we go. Very nice. Very nice, sir. So, that's what will be happening this Sunday. In good old NASCAR and tune into the show from 11 to 12 on this great flagship station and catch us. We have a good time talking sports and other things in the world. We make it a fun show, I think, Captain. We try to talk about all sports and all teams and try to give everybody a little bit of taste because that's what it's all about. Not everybody goes for, you know, the local team. So speaking of that, the Seattle Seahawks, Captain, they have signed their stud wide receiver, Mr. Metcalf, to a 3-year extension. And, you know, they're hoping to see good things from him. We'll see how the quarterback situation heats up there in Seattle. You have Geno Smith and Drew Locke competing to see who's going to be the starting quarterback. A lot of people up in Seattle will not have Russell Wilson services this year, and they're not happy about that. So we'll see if they can turn it around up there. He went to the Denver Broncos, and they seem to be up and coming. That'll be the toughest division, I believe, Captain. The AFC West. You're going to have the Raiders, the Chiefs, the Chargers, and the Broncos. All very explosive offensive teams, and should be a lot of fun to watch. For the teams and fans out there to enjoy the sport, to say the least. So, speaking some more football, the Cardinals removed this independent study clause from quarterback Murray's contract. People got wind of it, thinking, oh, he's not studying enough. They just said, hey, we need you to do 4 hours of study when you on the team per week, independent study to see how we can make you better on the football field.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Captain, their offensive lineman, Jensen, great center.
Oh, the center, center, yeah.
Yeah, he might have torn his ACL, but we'll get more, test results today and see if that's the case. If not, you know, hopefully he can come back. But if it's negative, then what's going to happen is he will be done for the year. That's the sad part. And obviously that's very important. Somebody up front to protect Brady from getting sacked. So that could be a shot against the Bucs this year.
Say good morning to Flip.
Hey, Flip, good morning, young man. He's a good man. A lot of good people in the Tampa Bay area, and he's one of them. So glad he's listening in, and we appreciate it. We have Zion's contract with the Pelicans, captain up there in New Orleans,
mm-hmm.
Basketball contract. If he's not in shape, there's going to be some issues with that.
Oh.
These teams are starting to put more, contract clauses in there. But when you're making millions, I don't think you really need to say anything.
Mm-hmm.
I think you just need to abide by the contract.
I heard something on the sports show yesterday about your beloved Miami Dolphins.
Yes, what about my beloved Miami Dolphins?
They wanted the Dolphins picture changed because they thought that wasn't a natural picture of a dolphin. Somebody somewhere down in Miami was actually trying to get that done. How long have they had that picture of a dolphin like that? Since the beginning, right?
No, they changed it a little bit, Captain, to make it more menacing looking. But it's just artistic work. It's a mascot. I mean, I think people have too much time on their hands to complain about things or try to change things that really have no bearing on this great country of ours.
Yep.
You know, from changing Native American names to mascots. I mean, where does it stop? I mean, it just gets silly, Captain. Should I complain that the Notre Dame Fighting Irish, you know, that's a, you know, yep, Fighting Irish defensive,
mm-hmm,
and I have Irish, you know, heritage? So
okay, well, I'm taking up your airtime. You got 30 seconds.
Okay, Cap, no problem. Hey, if I can help out anybody with their insurance needs, okay, Social Security, Medicare, life insurance, annuities, any questions you might have, 401ks aren't doing as well. You might want to, you know, look to move them. Or if you just recently left your job, I can help you out in that department, too. Please give me a call, Patrick Highland at 813-966-1052. That's Patrick Highland at 813-966-1052. I can help you out with your insurance needs. Captain can share with you. I've helped him out and a lot of other people. I'd love to meet with you, have a cup of coffee, and see what I can do for you. Captain, God bless. Have a safe weekend, and I'll talk to you Sunday, sir.
Yes, sir. Look forward to seeing you. Okay, Patrick Highland, the Sports Zone Insurance quarterback, and check him out. By the way, their Facebook page is simply The Sports Zone. Their podcast is over there. Go listen to it. You'll find out what kind of a show they got going. Okay, without fail, here it comes.
Time now for 60 Seconds with Todd. Take it away, Todd.
Let's get down to business. Live outside Mar-a-Lago, here I am. Okay, let me tell Donald to his face, because I have no confidence in this staff behind me. Zero confidence. Look at this. They finally got Joe Manchin to cave. Okay? Let me tell DeSantis. I hope you signed an executive order that the people of Florida we're not partaking in this Green New Deal. We're not paying this tax. This is an unholy, ungodly, corrupt administration, and we're not paying. The people of Florida aren't paying it. So I hope you got your pen out and signed an executive order, because the people of Florida are not paying this tax. And when the federal government tries to shut us down, we use our own rainy day fund, okay? And I hope they don't give us any money so we could close our public schools and open up our own voucher schools and private schools so our kids in Florida can get a real education, and the kids that are disrupting class can go home and get an ass beating by their parents, okay? That's what we're taught. That's what we're doing here. We're not, just because they made Joe Manchin, we're not paying for that. No. The people of Florida are not paying for this corruption in Washington, D.C. We're not paying for that. Okay, when they turn the spigot off for federal dollars, we're not like, they're like little cockroaches. Okay, that's what these countries are. Canada, England, Russia, China. They're little cockroaches trying to feed off the American people because they paid off Joe Biden. We're not doing it. Let's go around the horn right here. I went through the NFC East. All you guys, Dallas sucks, the Giants suck, the Phillies suck, and that. Debo, you should be making $46 million more than Kyler Murray, who hasn't won one playoff game. That's why I'm pissed off. Let's get to work and save the country.
All right. That's Todd in Tampa. He was on fire this morning. Said he was live at Mar-a-Lago. All right. I'll go with that. I don't know why he's down there. There's really nothing happening. I think the former president's up playing golf in Jersey with that new golf tournament. But anyway, it is what it is. All right, I'll be back tonight with a weekend edition. This program's all about America. We the people, God.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.